Today is December the 15th, 1986. I'm in the Rose Garden at Ringling Museum. It is 9:50. This is Florida, of course, Sarasota, Florida. And I'm waiting to talk to Ed McDonald, who's going to be working in the circus gallery on the wood carvings on the side of the circus wagons. And this tape, of course, is for the Bureau of Florida Folklife Programs, and this is part of the Traditional Folk Arts Exhibit Research. We're inside the circus galleries.
Small space around. Like a piece of pipe or something.
I know they are.
Iron band.
Well, it's got a big, it's got a steel.
You want to see a pretty wheel? I got one out in the truck. Oh, damn, like this thing.
Sure,
it's a big heavy wheels. Between that one and the one on the back.
Where you got the truck?
Sitting in the parking
lot. Okay, sure.
It's a heavier wheel than this. Been much more massive. The spokes are big spokes.
Now see, inside of here there's a metal liner.
Mm-hmm. Inside the hub of the wheel.
Yeah, yeah, inside.
Skiing?
Yeah. And Bruce and I took one of those out. Put another one back in, and I've never worked so hard in all my life. We had to get a great big sledgehammer.
The easiest way to get them out is to get you a block of oak wood and cut it fit around the top. So you want, they'll bust easy, those skeins.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're cast metal.
Yeah.
If you hit them with a sledgehammer, they'll crack.
Crack? So yeah, I was just going to say, if you hit them with a sledgehammer.
Hit them, and they'll go out the back.
That is what we found out.
And they got two ears on about big as my finger.
That's what we found out the hard way. It busted.
It did?
I wasn't going to tell you that.
If you hit them with the sledgehammer, they'll bust
them. There's one of them still laying back there.
Mm-hmm. Well, hit them themselves with the sledgehammer.
We had a hell of a time with
them. Yeah, I used to make an oak punch. And you'd knock them out with a heavy oak punch, y'all.
You know something? We had some of those around. We had about 8 or 10 of those, and they have all disappeared.
The old punches?
Down to that shed.
Are they down there?
Yeah, I saw them yesterday.
Oh, okay. I know we had a bunch of them.
You know the shed out there? It's got the old merry-go-round stuff on it?
Yeah.
I seen about 8 or 9 skeins sitting up back there. Yeah. Like beer bottles.
Yeah, we...
So you may need them to fit wheels, too.
Well, I doubt them. I doubt them.
You know all those hubs they had laying back there, those steel shells like those? I told Dick Carroll, if I could take those to Jacksonville, all those old hubs, I'd take the wood out of them, clean them up, and make some new cords to fit them. And then if you ever needed wheels, I'd have those things.
Yeah.
You know, when they had the big secret junk haul off, they got them all.
Yeah.
I come down here to get them. He told me I could have them. I come down here to get them, and they were
all gone.
I went to every junkyard between here and Tampa. It's been 3 days. Never found a piece of that stuff. I did find the carnival wheels. They piled up there in a place at Unica. Not Unica.
Onica?
Ruskin.
Ruskin.
The junkyard up at Ruskin's got about 25 of those carnival wheels, you know, the 5-spoke steel, all steel. That's all I found.
Yeah, that guy made a big haul, all right, and got him out of here, I tell you.
And they got some fellows laying back there in the back, you know, the bent fellow. I have to make them in sections like this is.
In the old days, obviously the circus would travel with the people that could do this themselves, is that correct? And would they have, like, wheelwrights?
They could repair wheels on the road and stuff like that. The blacksmith wouldn't think nothing about it. Sawing these in two. Now these are lapped. Heated and lapped.
So there's a lap on the wheel, you're saying?
Yes, they use bauxite. Lapped them. Heat them white hot. Put bauxite on them and lapped them, pounded them together, and it's just like a weld.
Jesus Christ.
You can see it on some of them.
Yeah, we're next to the Griffin wagon here. Well, now, on this Griffin wagon, you were saying that there was only, like, parts of it, and then you guys pulled all the rest of it together?
Yeah, here's an original carving right here. We have 5 original carvings, and all the rest we designed.
See, this wheel is displayed somewhere. That has a weld on there.
Yeah.
One over here.
It's on the Griffin wagon. And then didn't you just put, you had parsed some other wagons, you just pull them all together for this particular wagon, or what?
Well, he, Brownie built
all
the undercarriage.
The junkyard in the backyard.
He did all the undercarriage, everything under here.
It's Mr.
The
Brown.
Riding gear. Joe McKinnon built the shell.
Joe McKinnon built the shell?
Yeah, he built the shell, and we did all the carving. Three of us did all the wood carving down here.
Well, there was you, and then who were the other two gentlemen?
Well, Dr. Akins, who's no longer around, and Bruce Miller, who's dead, and that was it. The three of us. Yeah, I designed all those wreaths. I carved all of them. And all the work up there.
You completely did these.
What?
These you completely did.
We did three of them, yeah. Each one of us did one. Bruce did one, I did one, Dr. Akins did one. We had one of these who was an original, and we did the other three.
Mm-hmm.
All of these we did originally, but these were already on the Five Graces. So my job was just the first one I did. I just copied it right off of that, and then did the rest of the carving. Then the other guys did some of this and this. There's four of these on each side, and there's one of those, two of those on each side. There's two of these on each
side. We're talking about the carvings. And so then again, this was one of those, this was an animal cage wagon.
Yes.
And then they would take the sides off
this
and then display the
split
animal in hand.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm. The bottom would come down, the top
would
go
up.
They display it.
Stuck out like a shell.
Yeah. And this would go in a menagerie tent.
Sit down. Mm-hmm.
Well, if it flipped down in front, then how were they able not to hurt the carvings on the front of the wagon?
It
came out forward?
It was
I see. So it would be, all right, so the carvings would be forward. I see. Okay, I get it. Yeah, because I...
On the lock, here.
Well...
It's a tour behind us.
Wagon in the backyard that's got...
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. Now listen, I'll be back here on the 30th, so I can give you some assistance.
30th of December?
Yeah.
I'll be back down here.
And I'll probably be back here in the museum on the 1st.
Okay.
And, or the 2nd. Probably the 2nd. And I'm going to do that painting and I'm going to get the skyboards and the mudboards on tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And I may finish painting the wheels, too. But I'm leaving on the 18th, which is Thursday, and I'll get as much of that done as I can. Okay.
Well, that'll fix us up.
Nan will have the keys. You have to get the nuts out of there and the wrench. And I won't be around. There won't be anybody, none of us around. Of course, you know much about it as I do. John Lentz will be around.
Just glad we're getting as much as we get.
Well,
I'm thankful for what you get.
I'm amazed.
Thank the Lord for what you got. Don't thank him for what
I'm
kind of
unhappy. He only allowed three wagons out. That's what really burns me out.
But he sure put his foot down on that little ghillie wagon, and I sure wanted it. You know, the little one-horse ghillie wagon sits there.
Yeah.
Ruggiero.
Oh.
Why, was he afraid of getting hurt in a parade or damaged?
No. Well, the main thing I found out later, he didn't know what the ghillie wagon was. He thought it was a big historical parade wagon.
That's typical.
So I've got to approach him later. The first opportunity I'm around where he is, he may be at one of these parade meetings or something. We're going to invite him. I'm going to say, you know what that ghillie wagon is? And he's going to say, no. And I'm going to show him a picture of it.
That's the way to do it.
And he's going to liable to say, well, you can use it.
That's the little one up there on the right.
Little
flatbed
with a front board.
Yeah.
And all it was used for was going around the lot at night after tear down and picking up stakes and stuff that they've left laying around and hauling them over where they belong.
Stuff out of here.
It was a scavenger wagon.
You taking stuff out of here, they have to shut off the public or everything to see.
Well, they never. They probably don't think.
It's Mr. Evans. Security.
It'd be this, and that, and the other ones, and everything else.
What? I was getting zipped down.
Yeah. And everything
back there,
else is
ready. Residents, you always see about a third of that. The art galleries is all shut off over there, all the south galleries.
Oh, it is?
Sure.
I didn't know that.
Well, this the canopy, it's an air-driven canopy, you know, with an electric motor in it. And At one time, we used to have a doctor that come down from Miami that would tune this thing up for us every year.
Huh.
He'd come down here and spend a couple days tuning it and playing it in here, and it was really nice. Now, we reworked that about 10 years ago. We took the carvings off and repainted it, and we had to do some new carvings on there, in fact, a whole bunch of them. At that time, there was a fellow by the name of Sullivan here, who did wood carving along with Bruce Miller, and just he and Bruce Miller. Doc Aikens wasn't even here. And 8 years ago, Doc and I came in. We were here 8 years ago. He quit about 2 years ago.
Dr. Aikens?
Yeah. Well, he was getting old, and he...
Who was Mr. Solomon's first name, do you remember?
Solomon.
Oh, what was the name of the man that was here before you? I'm sorry, not Solomon, but...
Before me?
Yeah, 10 years ago. I'm sorry, who worked in this? Bruce Miller and who? I got the name wrong.
Oh, Sullivan.
Sullivan.
Sullivan, yeah. I think it was Frank Sullivan. He was from New England. Very good wood carving. Very, very, very nice work. And then he left and went back to New England. And I understand he's back in the area, but he's pretty sickly and he doesn't feel too good. See, now the problem we've hit, now see that wheel now?
Yeah.
If we were really up to stuff, we'd have Brownie fix up that wheel. I'm gonna attempt to do it, but I probably won't get the... When I put the proposal in, they probably won't honor it up there. They won't pay for it.
Yeah.
what I can do with that wheel, I don't know. But these are a lot of odds and ends that we never did finish.
Yeah.
I've done is stack up wood. Just to give you an example.
We're going to open up the back, number 36 here.
Yeah. Give me an example of how I like keeping this stuff in here. We got an awful lot of stuff in here too that we've been, that's why I'm glad they're not taking this wagon out, because I'm gonna tell you, this thing is full.
Okay, opening up the back. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's
Jesus
all, this,
Christ.
All this is basswood over here.
Yeah, those are big pieces, man.
Oh, yeah. I bought every bit of stock this guy had down at down near Englewood. Oh, yeah. These are big chunks.
Shit, this is... I got my tape measure with me. This is 14.
They're all 14 by 3.
14 by 3. Holy Christ. Those are big planks.
Well, what I do is, a lot of these I'll take...
It's got to be like 30 feet long, too. Just
yeah. Oh, yeah. Jeez. A lot of these I take and I cut them. I cut them in half. And then I cut them this way and then get 3/4-inch boards out of there running through our own planer here. But see now, here's more mud boards.
Yeah.
See now, eventually we're going to put carvings on that and put it on a wagon in the back.
Yeah.
And I've got about 8 or 9 of those things laying around. Here's another one over here, see? We'll put a skyboard, I'll put a mud board, we'll put the carvings on there.
Yeah.
But I've got a tremendous amount of work to do here. I mean, this is flooring that we put in the wagon over here.
This tongue and groove.
Yeah, tongue and groove. We put that in the...
What kind of wood is this?
Oh, it's just plain pine.
Pine, yeah. It's in the wagon. It's a little dark. I can't see.
Yeah.
But that is tongue and groove.
But this is where I store the stuff, and I grabbed this because this is all we had left.
Yeah, it's good wood. I mean, when you...
Oh, yeah.
God, it's long, too. It's as long as the inside of this wagon.
Oh, it's, of course, it's tough as hell to... but I bought all the stock the guy had, about $600 worth.
Yeah.
I had planned, hoping to build a couple of horses. See that chariot? I wanted to put 3 horses in front of that, and 2 out in front of that birthday wagon out there. I don't know if I'll ever get permission to do it or not now, but I got the wood. So, we're going to watch, because if they don't want it, I'll buy the wood back for them. I got it.
A lot of kill tape. We're trying to get the hasp up on the thing. You want to hold this now? Just lift it up.
No, one of the problems is this
hinge sprung itself.
That the bother that too much more.
Here,
we'll do it.
Your fingers don't get pinched. second. Back in here. Yeah, let's go to the Five Graces. Now, how did this... this, of course, this is a... I was told that this is a more or less famous wagon, the Five Graces.
Yeah, this is the oldest circus wagon in existence right now. It's probably about 104 years old. It's been to...
104?
Yeah, it's been to maybe even 105 by now. But it's been to Europe. They exhibited it in Europe, and they used it in the circus in Europe. This is Barnum and Bailey now. Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey. And then it's been all over the United States. And it was used for big Liberty Bond rallies during the war. This wagon at one time had a 7-foot, it had a globe on the top of it with four figures, female figures around it, and then four animals up there.
Along the top rim, top edge, as it were.
7 feet high, higher than it is right now, 7 feet high. And what they did, they cranked that up and down. When they got ready for a parade, they cranked it up. And when they didn't use it on a parade, they cranked it back down. It was set down. It was in the interior of the wagon. That's how they travel with it.
Jesus.
But what happened with the telephone lines and the trolley lines, it just was too
big
to get under. So they cut the entire top off and put a flooring in it and put the seats on there and made ran a band wagon out of it. The wagon... at one time...
Moving up, case out of the way here.
See, I got the rear door to this back there against the wall, if you've seen it. You know,
oh, with the two...
With the two cherubs there? Yeah.
That's right.
It's on there against the wall. This is what the interior looks like. I want you to take a look. This is solid oak. Take a look at how thick this flooring is.
Yeah.
That's solid oak.
Yeah, holy shit.
Look at it.
Yeah, I know. This oak, again, it's got to be almost four inches. But it was 4 inches.
That's oak.
Yeah, it's like 3.5 now, so it had to be like 3.75. Holy crap.
Everything in here, all those joists across there, those are oak.
All the studs
are all oak.
Yeah,
we did a lot of work in here. In fact, I got to get in here and clean this thing up.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go outside and measure
that. One hell of a big wagon.
Yeah, it is.
Tell you, the weight on this. It is so, I'll tell you what, it is so heavy now, we can't possibly take it out on the street.
Yeah.
It would collapse. Just the underpinning and the gear is not, all needs to be reworked. And frankly speaking, I think that if they're going to do anything with it, turn it over to somebody else like Brown, let him do it.
Yeah.
He does this for a living, say. Well, I guess, see, these are all carvings that we did for some of the things that we did. That was for Griffin wagon down there. But I got a lot of stuff stored up in here. We had one time, we had, here's a good piece of sugar pine. That stuff is harder than hell to get now.
And why wasn't this particular piece used?
Well, the guy that did it did a lousy job, and I didn't.
Yeah.
I just threw it away and then did another one. I mean, I don't like that kind of work. It stinks. Well, I mean, the point is, we work our fanny out and cut them all out, and then he does this to it. I mean, this is not, that's not good wood carving. It's just some guy hacking away at the damn thing. He doesn't try to finish it off or do it.
There's
my cousin.
Oh, you know what you were saying to me the other day?
What?
That I wanted to talk to you about, Mr. McDonald. When you said that you were in Germany.
Yeah.
And it was then that you, had worked with some guys in Germany. Can you tell me about that? Or?
Yeah, I went to the German wood carving school at Oberammergau. Yeah, there's the German National Wood Carving School. There's about 5 wood carving schools in Oberammergau itself. And, I used to go on weekends, and I took my leave. I'd go for 2 weeks at a time, and attend the classes and carve right with the students at the wood carving school. That's really and truly. And then I picked up a full set of carving tools. So from that point on, that was about 47, 48, somewhere around there. 48, I guess. And then I've been carving ever since.
So it was right after the war, basically?
Yeah, but I did a lot of carving before.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was all with a jackknife or with a little old knife I had around the house. But from that point on, I got real serious about it, and I've been carving ever since.
Do you have to speak German when you were at the school? Or?
Yeah, well, we taught German students. We taught the Deutsche Luftwaffe. When they brought the Germans back to the United States Air Force, rather into the... When the treaty was signed and Germany officially became a member of NATO, we took former Luftwaffe pilots who had 1,500 hours of flying time, and we rechecked them out in the jets into F-84s, T-33s, and... I did a lot of flying in jets down there in T-30, which is a twin seat trainer. It's a jet, and flew their students around, and that's how the Luftwaffe got started. The new Luftwaffe, not the old one.
Yeah.
I don't know what else is. Let me see what else is up there. I forgot I had my flashlight. Oh yeah, we taught a lot of other students. We taught Spanish students. Yeah, there's a lot of. A lot of stuff laying up in there.
Yeah.
Those are pieces left over. I got to get up there and clean that out one of these days. But I got so much to do that I don't get to half the stuff I should be doing. There's wood carvings right down there. That's part of what used to be on top of this wagon.
Yeah, we're looking inside the wagon itself. Now we're still here. Yeah, that is sharp there.
See,
what do you do with the old broken pieces? I mean, do you save them? Do you throw them away?
Some of them I save. I was going to put an exhibit on with a bunch of them up there to show how it looked before and how it looked afterwards. But we brought some experts down here, and they didn't like the idea, so we just...
Got to watch out for experts.
We just forgot it.
Over here.
I gotta pull that back. I really gotta put the back end on there, but I've never got around to it.
I'll take care of this door.
Hey, watch.
That's all right. We're pulling a case back to sort of close off the back door.
Yeah, okay.
We pull on the other side, is that fine? Or?
That's good. Nobody had. A lot of these small little exhibits, we've had many of them here. They've been donated to the, the museum. And that's one of these things, Okay, back here.
That's okay. It's too much trouble. I remember what this is. This is the Midway...
This is the banner line, and those are the wagons that hold the banner line. And I've got an old wagon back in here that I'm eventually going to have to work on.
Uh-huh.
Let's see the back end of it from here.
There, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
There's another one I'm going to have to work on. Pull it out from behind the banner line here and then work it on. Darn it, there's some more of those poles we were looking for. That one eventually we'll get to. That's very highly decorated, a lot of carving on it. And we will eventually get around to fixing that one up and pulling that one out too. See?
All right.
Now, there was a proposal. I don't know if they still got the scale model back here. Let's go take a look.
Okay.
Of what the back lot is going to look like. I'm sure McKenna gave you a rundown on what you had. McKenna gave you a rundown how he designed this with a dirt floor.
Yeah, with horse clothes in it.
It was really good. I liked it. It was really nice. But then all of a sudden, they decided that it had to have cement. It had to have this. Now, this is the way they proposed to set up this lot right now.
Yeah, this is where looking like a little cardboard
this
setup.
This is where you get in, right here. This is where we are.
Yeah.
So they're going to have the cannon there and the clown alley, cage wagons here, costume wagons, harness and blacksmith, and the rest of these are baggage wagons, generator, flatbed. All these would be around like that.
Yeah.
Now, this was supposedly done by an expert. Nothing has ever happened.
Well, the plan, whoever did it, an expert or not, doesn't really matter, but it's whether or not you have the funding so that you can complete the project.
Well, that's true. That's very true. Nan Fisher has a lot of volunteers that come in here, and they try to refurbish all of this stuff that's laying around.
Yeah.
Now, hello, they've done a tremendous amount of work in taking the old equipment and polishing it up and taking those saddles, for as an example.
Yeah.
And running linseed oil on them, and the same with these harnesses over there, the clown equipment. It's all just matter of fact. We're providing elephant blankets for this parade for this guy Hill. He's going to have about 15 elephants in it, but we had some elephant blankets still here, and they're going to be able to use those in the parade, which is fine. I mean, I think it's great to do that. Put it on.
Well, see, ideally what would have happened, and I'm sure that somebody's already said this to you, is that there must be thousands or probably even millions of items out here or in the whole collection. Although they should have been all itemized.
Oh.
All accessions. Every single thing. Every scrap piece of wood.
Should have been done 30, 40 years.
Well, I mean, 30, 40 years ago, they didn't have the consciousness.
That's right. Well, see, now all of this has been reworked. All of that's been
Is this for elephants?
Those are for
horses or what?
Horses, probably.
Yeah, they look like boots.
Yeah, they are boots. I don't know what they're used for, though. But this is where the harness maker worked. He has his equipment in there.
Yeah.
And you can see it's all over the place. Now, this is work that they've already completed and already finished.
Jesus.
And there's a hell of a lot of it, I'll tell you. That, there's piles of harness back there that nobody's gotten anywhere close to yet.
Yeah.
At one time, we had contemplated taking the bed of this wagon,
number 28,
this one right here, and make it into a try to make it into a swan bandwagon. There are some pictures around here of it, but that one flopped too because we didn't get any encouragement from upstairs. So we forgot about that. We were going to rebuild the whole thing. We had nice base for the wagon, which would work. That one's been rebuilt by us entirely.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the one that has the elephant on the side and then the two guys. It's the elephant tab?
Elephant tab. That's circus nomenclature for, this is how they describe it. Why they got a tab on there, don't ask me.
Yeah.
That goes back to it. But this is a bandwagon. This was used as a bandwagon.
Got a lot of ornate carving on the wheels. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. We worked our fanny off on those damn wheels. Hell, that's a lot of work. I guess it's about 12 of his work, too. Save. About 10, I guess. 9 or 10. This one was pretty well swayed back until we bolstered it up.
Yeah, this is the animal cage here with the four figures.
We worked that up. And did all the figures back over again. I think we did. A couple of these
headboards. Yeah.
Skyboards. Centerpieces on that. And did these. I did this one, and Dr. Inkin did the other one. Put a lot of feet on these. A couple of arms.
Yeah, on these figures on the corners.
Yeah. And some of the work on the face. We didn't want to fool with the face too much. My feeling was to leave it the way the guy did it originally. So really all we did was sand them up a little bit, and we didn't try to redo them too much. Although on this one over here, the face missing, and I had to make a new face. I had to put a new face on this guy right here.
We're back on the elephant tab wagon.
Yeah, on the elephant tab, I had to put a new face on that one.
Guy with the beard.
I think,
back of the elephant.
I think I rebuilt all of this part around it here.
The arm. The arm and then like the cloak or the sack.
And I did the arms here and hands.
In the front of the elephant.
Yeah.
Same way.
I did the hands here and the new hands and new arm, the whole thing with that. And they all had to have feet put on, so we made feet anyhow. We got it. And I have to make another hand and arm for this one. This one's gone.
Elephant tab wagon.
I did a little work on the head, and I had to cut this off right here.
The trunk.
Put a new hand on there, and did all the rest of the trunk. And some, I did quite a bit of work in here because it was all rotted away. Bruce Miller did this entire part here. Yeah, he had he had work on that thing. New tassels, all of this had to be reworked.
Now, when you gentlemen did this work, did you have photographs of the original stuff to go by?
Yeah, we had they're around here somewhere. Where the hell they are?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You need them?
No. I'm just asking how it was done. You know, I mean, in other words.
Oh yeah, we had photographs. Oh man, we had photographs. I got some photographs back in the back. I'll show you.
Okay. I mean, you know, just to get, you know, how you guys went about it.
Yeah.
Now here, the wagon, the two hemispheres. This is an outstanding wagon.
Well, it was belongs to an individual who was outside the museum. I'm trying to think of the guy's name, but I can't.
This is a loan from the Circus Hall of Fame, and John and Jane Zweifel. This is the wagon in two hemispheres. You just said it was on loan.
I'll be going to the third.
Yeah, I might as well.
So if you feel... Oh, yeah. Prince. You want me to run a moment? Sure. Yeah, I'll run.
Okay, let's go over.
Yeah,
that's
can
okay.
You excuse me? For
sure, no, let's go ahead.
I got to do something.
We're with Joe Engels.
I wish you said something earlier, Joe.
I did
something
this past week.
Let me just get rid of my other camera, and I'll start taking some pictures while you guys are doing your work. I'm here by myself while Mr. McDonald is working on the front. The Lion Tableau Wagon is one that I took a picture of, and I'm going to read the copy on it. This parade wagon was built in 1904-5 by the Bode, B-O-D-E, Wagon Works of Cincinnati for Carl Hagenbeck, H-A-G-E-N-B-E-C-K, of Hamburg, Germany, whose wild animal acts appeared in the Chicago World's Fair 1893 and the St. Louis World's Fair 1904. Thereafter, Carl Hagenbeck and the American Showman Corporation organized a traveling circus. After two unsuccessful tours, the show was bought by Benjamin Wallace. He combined it with his own Great Wallace show to form the Hagenbeck Wallace Circus, which used this wagon in its praise until they were discontinued in 1925. When John Ringling brought Hagenbeck Wallace in 1929, this wagon was used again as a parade feature until 1937 when the show closed. After many years in storage, this wagon was placed in the Ringling Museum of the Circus in 1948. Now, another wagon that I took a picture of course, was the Griffin wagon. Another wagon that I took a picture of was the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey White Ticket wagon. And this wagon is dedicated to the memory of Bruce Miller, 1907-1984, who was largely responsible for its restoration. Yeah, he died. He was the man who did the painting on the ceiling, which is excellent. Ticket and office wagon built in 1910 by the Mueller Wagon Works of Baraboo, Wisconsin. Now, Mueller is spelled M-O-E-L-L-E-R. Baraboo is B-A-R-A-B-O-O. Built in 1910 by the Mueller Wagon Works of Baraboo, Wisconsin, this unusual wagon was used on the Ringling Brothers World's Greatest Shows until 1919, when it became a part of the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey combined shows. It remained in service until 1935. This wagon was probably used by John and Charles Ringling and members of his executive staff. It's a safe in there, a table. It's intricately painted on the ceiling. A lot of bars, a lot of glass. Okay. I'm walking around. It's a nice wagon. This is the one that Mr. McKinnon had talked about. And the two Griffin wagons, the Griffin wagon is another one I took a picture of. I'm walking next to it. Now I'm going to go to the two Jesters. There is no label on the two Griffin wagons. Okay. Two Jesters, quote-unquote, steam calliope wagon. This wagon was built during the winter of 1920-21 at the Denver winter quarters of the Sells-Floto, F-L-O-T-O, circus by Charles Lucky, L-U-C-K-E-Y, and Leonard A-Y-L-E-S-O. Aylesworth, A-Y-L-E-S-W-O-R-T-H, period. It was then used by the show and its street parades from 1921 through the season of 1925. From 1926 to 1932, the wagon was next used and was stored in the winter quarters of the American Circus Corporation at Peru, Indiana. In 1929, John Ringling purchased the American Circus Corporation, which included the Sells Floto, John Robinson, Yankee Robinson Sparks, and Hangel Beck-Wallace Circus. Oh, I see. In 1929, John Ringley purchased the American Circus Corporation, which included, I see, all these following circuses, the Sells, the Robinson, the Yankee Robinson, the Sparks, and the Hackenbeck Waltz. Okay. 1932, the Calliope Wickham was brought out of her term, was placed on the Ringling Brothers, on the Ringling Dash. Christ, how do they write these motherfuckers? 1932, the Calliope Wickham was brought out of retirement and placed on the Ringling-owned Hagenbeck Wallace Circus, where it was used to present concerts on the circus lot. In 1934, it appeared in the famous Hagenbeck Wallace Street Parade, one of the longest and most colorful of all times. Wagon went on the road again in 1935, but paraded only occasionally. After years lay off, the wagon appeared once again in the Hallenbeck-Wallace Parades of 1937. Then was returned to the Peru Winter Quarters, where it remained until 1941. That year, Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus brought it to Sarasota and then sent it on the road with a feature role in the Old King Cole and Mother Goose Spectacle, which is in quotes. It appeared again with The Greatest Show on Earth in 1942, Holidays, in quote, spectacle. In 1943, it again assumed its traditional role, hooting shrilly at the end of the spectacle entitled, quotes, Hold Your Horses, end quote, a recreation of an old American circus parade. In 1949, the retirement of Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Combined Shows, Inc. presented, in quotes, the two jesters, end quote, Calliope Wagon to the Ringling Museum of the Circus. 1956, the wagon was extensively reconstructed, and I took pictures of it. The two hemisphere wagons, Eastern and Western Hemisphere, the two hemisphere bandwagon, the Italian caravan wagon, the animal transfer cage, the Zig Saute, S-A-U-T-E-L-L-E bandwagon, and the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey ticket wagon and the Tom Thumb coach are on loan from the Circus Hall of Fame and John and Jane Z-W-E-I-F-E-L. Okay. Now the other Calliope wagon, the one I'm reading here, is Harp and Jester Calliope wagon. And here's the label. This wagon is called the Harp and Jester's because of the carvings on the sides and is one of the wagons which is difficult to trace back to its beginnings. No accurate records exist, historians have to rely on pictures which often cannot be dated with certainty. It's most likely built around 1915 by the Sullivan and Eagle Company of Peru, Indiana for the Hagenbeck Wallace Circus and is probably the most traveled air calliope wagon in existence. It served many years in the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus after it left Hagenbeck Wallace. Master craftsmen Bruce Miller and Frank Sullivan have restored this wagon, donating their time and expertise. From September 1, 1971 to April 30, 1976, these gentlemen spent more than 2,000 volunteer hours on this project. In completing this restoration, the carvings were reformed in layers of paint, often as many as 15 or 20, were carefully chipped away, and where the wood was rotted or damaged, new pieces were expertly carved and joined to the originals. It is a beautiful wagon. Okay. Okay, the Elephant Tab wagon has no label, and neither does the Five Graces. No label on that. Okay, that's it. One of the wings that I took a picture of on the wall was from wing from Oriental Dragon Float English, Ringling Museum of the Circus Collection, Ringling Museums. That's all the label says. So, the rear door from Five Graces Wagon, 1878 is the year that it was built, apparently. The Ringling Museum of the Circus Collection, Ringling Museums. I'm going to take another picture of that with my black and white flash. Okay.
I might want to bring a couple of got a couple of passes, I think.
You do have them? I'll tell you what, Nan can't get them anymore.
She can't get them
anymore? No, we will not give them to her. Now, the guy to talk to is Joe Einerman. Talk to Joe. And he can get, I don't know where he gets them. He can get them. He has to be a department head to get them. They don't consider Nan a department
head. They can do it with them.
I know.
Well, you see, they're making their bread and butter money over here, see, rather than the other place.
Well,
so that's why they got to watch it.
They put a lot of pissy-ass things in.
Guy Ruggiero has been in the paper quite a bit lately.
Well, he's defending himself. See, people are sniping at him all over the place.
They got good reason.
Oh, sure they have. This guy is, he's had Penner as his big buddy, see? Penner was the biggest contributor to Graham, so Penner got his way and could do anything he wanted. With Martinez, it may be Dick. Of course, with Graham in Congress, it might be...
Let's put up a place next door and go in competition.
Right. Anyway, if I don't see you, Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to both of you.
Yeah.
Same
thing, Frank. Okay.
Well, nice meeting you.
But I may see you. I want to be back in town on the 30th. I'll be here probably on the 2nd.
So, what's the date of the 2nd?
I don't have any idea what the hell it is.
Well, whatever. I'll see you.
Okay.
Take care.
All right, Joe. Thanks.
Okay.
Come on in. That, you know, that's basically, I think I've given you about...
Yeah, sure. No, you've given me the layout of the yard. Here, I'm going to put your yardstick over here.
What we do, what we have, what we're capable of doing, anything you would like us to provide in the way of something you may want to put into an exhibit down there, we'll be very happy to provide.
Okay.
Very excellent pieces of wood carvings that we can give you the examples of before and after.
Sure.
That type of thing. I got all kinds of this stuff laying around. I can show you both ways. I got stuff here that we haven't even gave them to people to do, and they never finished.
On this one here, I was looking at, I was just wondering about here, the Oriental wagon here, the dragon. What happened to the heads on that? I mean, if you saw that.
Oh, that's all gone. The whole thing, everything is, that's the only thing we got left.
Now,
that may be in somebody's, over somebody's mantle around here in Sarasota, but the only thing we were able to retrieve is that wing, part of that wing. Now, we wanted to finish that and make another one, but we got shot down.
Yeah, okay.
They wouldn't let us, it's one of, you know, one of the projects we were willing to give our time and effort to.
Well, on this stuff now, I'm sure that up in White Springs, they'd like to...
We could show it before and after.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I think that's what they're up to.
Sure.
What kind of stuff, I mean, would it be? Would it be like skyboards or mudboards or what are you thinking about? I don't
show,
know.
We can show... show examples of individual carvings, whether or not we would have an entire skyboard ready, I don't know.
No, I mean, well, I'm just asking, you know, because it would be for like a year yet even.
But
I'm just thinking, so I can go make a report.
We could show you all kinds of, you know, all kinds of pieces that go on it, and we could actually do the carving. We could give you examples of what the old stuff, you know, beaten up old stuff was,
okay.
And what the new carving would look like and how we went around about it.
All right, that's fair.
And some photos of the finished product, I mean, of the whole thing, you know, the entire thing. We could have that.
Okay. Did you end up with one of those letters that explain what I'm doing? Did you get one?
No, Nan has one. I can always get a copy.
Okay.
There's no problem with that. She's got it in file.
Okay, very good.
Nan is very religious about anything that comes in here. She keeps it on file. I can always get.
All right.
I can always get copies.
All right. The person's. I put my name up at the top. I'm still Steve.
All right.
And I put Mary Beland's name on
there
because she's the project director.
Right.
Okay. So if anybody's going to get a hold of you, you all down here later, it would probably be Mary. And I know that Mary was very interested in this. She wanted me to find out if there was any wagon makers, what was going on down here, who was carving wood, what was happening. So that's...
Sure.
Yeah,
we,
you know.
Well, see, Brown, we could get in touch with him if you want somebody who's an expert on making the wheels and on circus maintenance, per se, on the wagons. Not the carvings, but anything else with a wagon that wouldn't be necessary to do.
Okay.
Because he's done all kinds of work out there. This guy really, well, of course he gets paid for it, but he's being paid by a fellow by the name of Hill right now, who incidentally owns the Great American Circus, which is, there's only two of them that are under the tents that are left. That's one of them. Cole Brothers is one, and the Great American Circus. And their winter quarters is right outside of Bradenton over there.
Yeah.
And the other circus, the Cole Brothers, is their winter quarters in Lakeland.
And so this Mr. What's Mr. Brown's first name?
I don't know.
We're calling him Brownie.
I've always called him Brownie. That's it. I've never.
Well, what's his background? I mean, was he always a wheel maker? Or was he?
Yeah, he's spent years with the circus. Oh yeah, he worked. He worked actively with the circus. He was maintenance on the circus, and. You know, he did a lot. He wasn't a roustabout now. I mean, he was a cut way to hell above that. He was considered, you know, a technician or a skilled individual.
Yeah, anybody can build a wheel is obviously,
skilled
person.
Nan could provide you with his full name.
Okay.
I don't have it. What else? You know McKinnon.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of anybody else who does any kind of work like that? Or
no.
Are there retired people in town who used to do the costumes or anything else that was related to the actual manufacturing?
Yes, but everybody's been out of touch with them. As far as I know now, I've never had too much to do with the costumes. But there are costume makers, and there is a slim possibility there may be one or two still working at it, but I've been away from that too, I haven't fooled around with that. No, I haven't been away. I've never been real interested in it.
Yeah, I'm interested.
But I'm sure there must be some costume makers still around the area.
Okay. Yeah, the show folks, people, I've got to really go and see those.
I'll tell you, that's a gold mine for circus. Yeah. Those people will really give you the works.
Yeah.
They'll tell you questions like a costume maker, they could probably tell you immediately.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Oh, yeah, they can. And they can give the individuals names, people who are still performing, and where the old ones performed, and whether or not they're still here in the area. And matter of fact, they just had a circus. They put one out here about 2 weeks ago. Over in the Sailor Circus at the high school.
Huh.
And they had a nice circus, too.
When Mr. Brown said he was 77, and you said you weren't 30, how old are you, Ed?
Well, I'm 70.
You're 70, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm an old guy.
Okay.
That's why I don't do a lot of running around anymore. I used to do a hell of a lot more work around here than I do now. But I quit that. I used to climb ladders and get up on scaffolding. But that's all over. That's finished. No more. If I don't get any help, I don't do it.
Yeah. Well, now that you've ended up down here in Florida part of time, where were you born? What part of country?
Oh, I was born in Chicago.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, so am I.
Yeah, I was born in the West Side in Austin.
Oh, yeah, Austin? The Austin District? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Austin High School, sure.
Yeah, no, I didn't go. I went to St. Ignatius High School down on Roosevelt Road.
Yeah. A lot of Greeks on the west side.
Oh, yeah, Greeks. God, yes. You better believe they were Greeks.
Yeah, my cousin comes from that part.
Yeah, I go back up there. My brother lives in River Forest, suburb. And I go every summer and spend couple of weeks up there, and then I go up to Michigan and spend a couple of, he's got a summer home up there, and I spend a couple of weeks there. But I go back. I don't go anywhere near downtown anymore.
It's too much.
The town is gone. Down to two. As far as I'm concerned, anyway.
Yeah. No, it's just too intense.
All my old friends are gone. They've all moved away. Nobody's here.
No, well, we were in the north. Well, I was in Rogers Park. That's where I was born.
Exactly. Okay.
So then we moved out. We were Foster Central, Milwaukee. Then my dad bought some land in Schaumburg.
It
was just, now he's over, he went from Schaumburg to Roselle, then to St. Charles, and now he's out in Grays Lake, so he just kept moving north and west.
Yeah, that's the normal trend. That's where everybody's going.
Yeah.
That's what everybody in that whole damn area is going.
Moved out there.
North, northwest, west.
Yeah.
But, the blacks have taken over, you know.
Yeah, that's too bad, too. That was a good city. It still is in many ways. I mean, it's better than New York.
Yes, I have to agree with you, because about a month ago, I was up in New York just for 2 days. And I got to tell you, that Manhattan, you could keep. Jesus Christ. I went out one morning at 6 o'clock to get a cup of coffee. I talked to the cashier. This is a picture before we started. Ann's gone, and no, I guess a lot of it was. Where the hell is the original wagon? Now
the mudboard, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I use to take that off to get the line. Oh, here's the wagon. See, that's what it was in.
Oh, I see. It's got 2, 4, 6 horses on it.
Yeah, they had a 6-horse hitch on the damn thing. That's when it was actually new. I don't know what year it was.
Yeah, Mr. McDonald's got some photographs in his bag, and so we're in where he's got his wood carving stuff, so we're looking at it.
And this is it. This is the way we were then. It's Doc Akins, Bruce Miller, myself, and this man was the curator here. So he got fired.
John Hurdle.
John Hurdle, yeah. This is when that's when we were working on the
Two Jester.
And the Two Jester one.
And it's Dr. Alex Akin, A-I-T-K-E-N.
A-I-T-K-E-N, Akin.
And Mr. Miller's passed away now, too.
Yes, yeah. Bruce Miller.
Was he the one that did all the painting on the inside of the white ticket wagon?
A lot of it, yeah. Well, I did. Yeah, we did. He and I did a lot of the what the hell do you call it?
When you cut the mats?
Yeah, I got some examples of that right around here somewhere.
1302 13th Street, Sarasota, Florida. That's his address. Oh, I see. Yeah,
we worked
sure.
Up and then we finally worked them out, made stencils out of it, and then stenciled it.
I see. Where do you live here in town, Mr. McDonald?
I live over on 13th Street.
1302
13th Street.
Like it says on your box.
Yeah, yeah. 13th Street. Yeah, I've been here for about 8-9 years. Well, I got a big carpool. I can do my work in. You know, I got a wood shop, and I can do all my work. Is there anything else now I can?
No, sir. No, you've done it. If I can think of anything, there maybe if all my photos come out, I'll have to probably come back here and have somebody
here.
Or just sign and say that we can use it for its research purposes only. You know.
You go to Nan. Dan would do it.
Okay.
Well, I can't. See, I'm a volunteer.
Here.
I don't
okay,
have
yeah.
anything,
no,
I have anything to do it.
You got the best of all worlds there.
Yeah, that's it. See, I don't have any authority. I do a lot of work there, but I don't have any authority. I don't want it, really.
Yeah. No, there's no point.
I don't want to tangle with the bureaucrats.
No,
I don't want any part of it. But Nan will sign for her. She's happy to do it. She's a good gal. Well, anytime you need any help, she's more than willing.
I'll
lock
this, sir.
Yeah, can you lock that?
Yeah.
Well, you won't be back here in the area at all?
Yeah, what's going to happen is I'm going to stay around Sarasota till after Christmas. You know, Christmas I'm going to spend with my grandmother in Tarpon Springs.
Oh, I see.
And then after that, I'm going to I want to start moving into some of the other counties. But I got to keep driving through Sarasota.
Yeah.
And I want to come back. You know, I just don't want to like come and
okay.
never
I'm
come
going
back.
To be here Tuesday and Wednesday. That's tomorrow and Wednesday.
Okay.
And then I'll be back here on the 30th, the 1st, the 2nd.
January the 2nd.
January 2nd, I'll be back.
And you said that January the 10th, they're going to have that circus parade?
Oh, yeah, downtown Sarasota.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
They're whipping up all kinds of publicity on it now. They had a big deal over in St. Armand Circle. They had elephants over there. They had, circus acts over there. Yeah,
this is excellent stuff.
Yeah, it's gotten to be a big deal.
Yeah,
big deal.
That's good. I'm glad.
So, we'll
right,
help
sir.
Any way you want.
All right. You have a happy holiday season.
Yeah, you too. You too. Take care of all those Greek people over there.
All right. I'll be watching them too.
Yeah, don't drink too much of that.
Ouzo.
Ouzo,
yeah. I'll give you a headache. All right, you take care, Mr. McDonald.
I've been through Athene International quite a few times. I've stopped off. It's been a few days. Yeah, I used to go down to Possidon down the coast right down from it. Well, down the coast from Athens.
How long were you in the Air Force?
30 years.
30 years, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you end up a colonel, or?
Yeah, I'm a colonel. Okay.
Oh, colonel. Okay, sir. Take it easy.
Right.
Yeah, somebody else told me he was a colonel, but he doesn't like to talk about it. Well, this is Circus Galleries, IES. I'll walk you through it to get out of here. I'm walking away from the Circus Galleries. I probably should get a hold of Mr. Brown, but I'll get a hold of Ann Fisher and ask her about that later. I don't know. A lot of the circus stuff, I don't know how traditional, quote-unquote, it is, but I'm glad that I recorded this material. The wagons are excellent. There's a lot of history here. And it'll be interesting to see who else I can find about all this.